and how they're guided.
Okay, the last time we had finished the Apostle Peter's first letter.
So,
it only seemed right we should go to Peter's second letter. It's short, it's only three chapters. But we won't finish all three today. Okay, so it's about 3 years after he wrote the first letter that he writes the second one. And you might know the political climate, the social climate in Rome is changing very drastically.
注意到在罗马的这个政治的情况跟当时这个社会的环境都有很大的改变。
Now this structure, this is called the Circus Maximus, and it was located in Rome.
所以在罗马有这么一个竞技场，叫做大竞技场。
You may have seen, you know, the Colosseum is that kind of round one that's made out of stone. It's still there. In a circus, Maximus was made of wood. In fact, it was at the time the largest wooden structure ever built in the world.
所以在当时是世界上最大的木造的一个建筑物。
It could seat 200,000 people.
当时在那个竞技场可以坐20万。
Maybe you had seen the movie Ben-Hur. Did you ever see that movie?
有没有看过宾汉这个电影？
Ben-Hur, they have the chariot races in the Circus Maximus.
所以宾汉的剧情里面就有一段这个他们赛马车在那个。
For their day, this was like the Super Bowl. Sometimes they'd have four horses, sometimes two horses, sometimes as many as 10 horses they would race around the track. Now this was, as the name implies, it's maximum entertainment.
所以就像这个建筑的名字一样，叫大这个竞技场，所以是要造成最大的这个刺激跟带来这个兴奋。So
the pagan people of Rome, they really looked forward to this event. It would be twice a year.
所以这些信外邦神这些每年就是期盼这一天，一年有两次在这个地方赛马。Now
the night before it was supposed to happen. A fire started. You might remember in Rome in 64 AD there's a big fire.
And it
started right here in the Circus Maximus. The wind blew that fire across all that wood and it just all burned.
大风一吹，把这个整个这个竞技场都烧掉。Much
of the city of Rome in that day was constructed of wood, and the whole city of Rome caught on fire.
所以当时这个罗马城市里面大部分的房子都是木造，所以这个整个这个罗马城就烧起来。For
a week, it raged out of control. They couldn't put it out.
所以在那个大火没有办法制止，整整烧了一个礼拜。
When it finally went out, about 70% of the city of Rome was destroyed by fire.
所以直到火熄的时候，差不多70%这个罗马城里面的建筑都被烧毁。Now
many of the Romans believed, you know, Nero started that fire on purpose.
所以很多人相信是那个尼禄王，他自己故意把这个火烧起来。
He wanted to clear out all the old so he could rebuild and make Rome great.
他是希望把这个旧的罗马城拆毁，然后来建一个新的罗马城。
In fact, he wanted to rename the city. He wanted to call it Neronius after himself.
所以他甚至想把这个罗马城改成尼禄的名字。Now
Nero, a shrewd politician, he was quick to blame the Christians.
他是一个很狡猾的政治家，所以他很快就把这个责任推到这个基督徒的身上。The
pagan Romans were already suspicious of these Christians. Who are these people?
所以这些拜 拜这个其他神的人就对这个基督徒起先就已经很多的疑心，所以他们就说这些人到底是在干什么。
So that fire in 64 AD, that is what begins the really severe persecution of the Christians by the Emperor Nero.
所以在公元64年，从那个时候开始，这个真正开始，这个尼禄王开始逼迫这个基督徒，很严厉的逼迫这个基督徒。
It was a hell of a fire.
所以是很大一场。
This is the only time I can use that word. Okay, this is what's there today. If you went there today, it's just a big grassy field.
所以你今天如果去罗马的话，你就看到那边有一大片的绿的草地，就是当年这个竞技场在的地方。
So you can still visit there.
你今天如果去罗马，还是可以。
Now the persecution that starts here, this is going to include the executions of the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter.
所以这个对基督徒的逼迫也包括了把这个保使徒保罗跟彼得处死。
You know that Paul was a Roman citizen, and so execution for a Roman citizen is by beheading.
所以因为保罗是罗马公民，所以罗马公民被处死的时候是用砍砍头。
And the idea is it's quick.
一个意思就是说这个痛快的死快一点。
Compared to crucifixion, so Peter is crucified, and tradition says he's crucified upside down.
所以是跟这个钉十字架来比的话，砍头是很痛快的，那个钉十字架是非常痛苦。
Well, that's where this is.
传说的时候是说彼得钉十字架是倒钉。
That's where this is leading to.
所以这个就是我们今天要讲这个彼得后书。
But so when Peter's writing this second letter, he is most likely in a jail cell in Rome.
所以彼得在写这个彼得后书的时候，很可能他是被关在牢里。
He's got a pretty good idea that he's going to be executed.
他很清楚的知道他不久就要被处死。
Again, you could actually go and visit this jail, it's called the Mamertine prison in Rome.
所以你今天如果去罗马探访这个古迹的话，也许还可以看到这个他当年被关的这个牢房。
You might remember Peter had been in prison. This is the third time, and he had gotten out of prison twice, once miraculously, right?
所以大家记得的话，彼得这是他第三次坐牢，前面两次他都很奇妙、很神奇的被救出来。
Well, this is maximum security. They simply drop him down in through the hole, and there's no other way out.
这个牢是非常的严密，根本就没有办法逃出去。就是在地上挖一个洞，下面有一个房子，就把你从洞放下去，根本没有办法逃出来。
So for Christians at this time, things have gone from bad to worse.
所以对基督徒来讲，这个情况是越来越糟。
And Peter being, he's a good under shepherd of Jesus. He cares about the people, the believers.
所以彼得是这个在基督下面的小牧人，所以他非常关心他的这个弟兄姐妹。
Knowing there's trouble ahead for the church, he's writing his second letter.
所以他知道这个教会就要面临即将来临的这个灾难的时候，所以他写的这个第二封书信。
We'll start with a prayer.
所以我们开始之前做一个祷告。
So Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have Peter's second letter.
所以亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们彼得后书。
Lord, today open our spiritual ears, open our hearts to receive the truth of Peter's letter.
主，求你打开我们灵里的心，打开我们的灵里的耳朵，我们来听你讲这个彼得的后书。
Though it's written to believers even 2,000 years ago, it still has real application for our lives today.
虽然是在2000多年前写的书信，但是到今天对我们基督徒来还是有。
Help us to gain your wisdom, Lord, as we study it together.
求你赐给我们智慧，让我们一起来研读你的书信。
Because we ask in Jesus' name.
因为我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so verse 1, Peter starts off, he says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, 在写第一这个第 第一节经文的时候，他说做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得。
Now in his first letter, he just said Peter, an apostle. He didn't use his Hebrew name Simon.
所以在他写彼得前书的时候，他只用了彼得的名字，他没有是这个他的 what's his name
Simon Peter.
Peter.
Simon.
Simon.
Simon. Simon.
Okay, that's his Hebrew name. So Jesus gave him the name Peter. Remember, Peter made the profession of faith. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, ah, you're Peter, the rock.
So, Peter is Jesus Christ's name. Simon is his Hebrew name. Because when Jesus asked him,他回答耶稣说你是基督你是永生神的孩子所以耶稣就把彼得这个名字给了他
Okay, so in this letter he's kind of reminding the people that hey, I'm Jewish originally, my background is Jewish
所以他用西门这个名字的时候就是要提醒读他这个书信的人说我也是犹太人我有犹太人的背景
But because in the letter he's going to tell you and the readersYou guys need to look back at the scripture. You need to look at the prophets and what they said.
所以他写信给这些读信人说，你们要看看这些先知说了什么事，你要看看这个经文上说了些什么。
That's the Hebrew scriptures, what we call the Old Testament.
是希伯来文的经文，就我们今天就是说旧约这一部分。
Okay, we want to understand that the words that are written in this letter.They're not just Peter's words, okay? These are literally God's words.
所以彼得虽然是在写这封信，但是我们要知道这并不是彼得自己的想法，因为实际上是神的话。
Yeah, the Apostle Paul said, all scripture is God-breathed.
因为在使徒保罗告诉我们说，圣经都是神所默示。
Yeah, the word of God coming out of the mouth of God.
所以这个神的话是从神的嘴里出来。
And it's living and it's powerful.
是带着能力，带着能力。
I'll give you an example of how that works. It's called inspiration is the fancy word.
所以给大家解释一下这个到底是怎么一个原理，这个讲说这个感动是一个。
So I'll be the musician here, and I have a flute, and I'm going to play my music through the instrument.
所以我是一个音乐家，我要吹这个笛子来吹出一个音乐来。
That's kind of how God works. God is the musician, and Peter is the instrument, and he's going to create exactly what the musician wants you to hear.
所以这个音乐家就这边讲就是神，他要借着彼得就是这个笛子，然后要吹出什么音乐来，就请这个就经过彼得把这个话写下来。
So that's important to understand. It isn't just the writing of a man. It is literally God working through that man to give you His word.
所以在这里很重要，就是说，并不是这个人写下了什么，可是是经过神从他的身上把这些神要讲的话写出来。
Okay, so continuing verse 1, Peter says, to those who through the righteousness of our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours.
所以这个第一节的后半段就说，写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义，与我们同德一样宝贵信心的人。
Okay, so this just helps us to remember who is Peter writing to. It's the same as his first letter. He's going to write to all these churches that are in Asia Minor.
所以这个我们要记得，就是他写信的对象，收信的这些人，就跟他第一封书信一样，就是小亚细亚那一带教会。
So he's writing to believers, okay, people who already believe.
所以他是写信给已经相信的那相信耶稣基督的那些信。
And you've received, just like you have received, a precious gift, as precious as the faith of the Apostle Peter.
所以你们写信给那些已经接受那个宝贵信心、宝贵救恩的那些人，就像你我一样，就也就像彼得一样。
So do you believe that your faith is as precious as the faith of the Apostle Peter?
所以你相信你的信心是像彼得的信心那样一样宝贵吗？
Isn't his faith like greater?
你会不会想说，哇，他是个使徒，他的信心是不是比较大一点？
Yours is the same.
其实你我的都一样。
Because you receive it in the same way that Peter received it.
因为你接受的时候跟彼得接受的时候是完全一样。
And it isn't because Peter deserved it. It isn't because you deserve it. It is God's gift to you.
不是说彼得配得这个信心，或者你我配得这个信心，而完全是神给我们的礼物。
Here's how Peter said it in his first letter.
He
said, you are a chosen people.
因为唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
God has chosen you out of the world.
神把你我从世界里选出来。
You're God's special possession.
你是神特别的拥有的产业。
And so that you can declare the praises of God.
所以你可以宣称那个神的荣耀。
And God called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light.
因为神要把你们从黑暗里面召出来，让你进入光明的国度。
So you may not realize that you are the light of the world.
所以你也许还不明白你是世界的光。
Okay, because you have Jesus in you.
因为耶稣基督在你里面。
Right, so that's the true grace of God. He's bringing you into His family.
因为是真正从神来的恩典，他把你接到他的家中。
God is building a spiritual family.
神要建造一个属灵的家。
And it's by grace. It's a free gift. You cannot earn it.
是从神来的恩典，是一个免费的礼物，你没有办法的赚取这个恩典。
Remember Jesus on the cross, his last words.
你记得耶稣基督在十字架上最后说的一句话。
It is finished.
他说成了。
He did it.
Amen.
他已经完成了。
Amen.
他的功已经。
All we do is receive it.
我们能做的就是接受这个礼物。
So, have you received God's gift of grace and faith?
你有没有接受神给你这个恩典，这个礼物呢？
If you haven't, today is your day.
如果你还没有的话，今天就是你的日子。
The Bible says, everyone who believes is set free from sin.
圣经告诉我们说，每一个相信的人都从罪里得了释放。
And think of that, you are set free. That's real freedom.
所以你已经被释放，你已经得自由了，是真正的自由。
Something is going to come along and it's going to tempt you. I want to do that and I know it's wrong. You're tempted, but guess what? The Holy Spirit in you gives you the ability to say no.
哇，在你的生活生命当中，一定会有一些事情来引诱你，心里想说啊，我不要做，可是说，我要不要做？这个神把这个自由放在里面，这个信心放在里面。你可以对这些事说，我有自由，我有我的自由，我不做这些事情，我不犯罪。
You don't have to sin.
你不需要犯罪。
That's real freedom.
那个是真正的自由。
The world doesn't have that. When temptation comes, they're going to fall.
在世界上的人，当这个引诱一来的时候，他们受不了，他们就跌倒。
So Peter continues, verse 2, he says, Grace and peace be yours in abundance.Through the knowledge of God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第二节他就说，愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。
So would you like to have grace and peace in abundance?
所以你是不是愿意恩惠平安多多的加给你呢？
Yes, it's good. God wants you to know that it is the knowledge of the truth. We're talking about the truth.That's what leads to godliness.
神要我们知道，我们真正的认识真理的时候，就带我们到敬虔的生活里。
Okay, that's the title of the sermon today. It's the knowledge of God.
所以今天这个信息的题目就是说认识神。
So you might ask, so why does Peter say I have to have knowledge of God and Jesus? I mean, isn't Jesus God?
所以你会问说，彼得为什么说要我们认识神和耶稣基督？耶稣基督不就是神吗？
So Christianity is the only religion that's going to teach you about the Trinity of God.
所以这个基督的信仰是唯一要教导你有关这个三一真神的这个道理。
That you know something that the world doesn't know. God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以世界上有一些人不知道的，你我信徒都知道，因为我们知道这一位神是三位一体的真神。
How can one be three and three be one?
一怎么等于三，三怎么等于一呢？
Is that possible?
这个可能吗？
But God is. God is three persons and one eternal being. That is God.
但是我们的信的这一位神就是这样，他是有三位位格，但是他一个，他是那一位永远的神。
Now, if you don't understand the Trinity, that's okay.
如果你还对这个道理不是很明白，那也没有关系。
It's a part of the process of our gaining knowledge about God. How does that work?
这就是我们在认识神的一个过程。我们慢慢慢慢，将来有一天会明白。
So we need to gain more and more knowledge of God.
所以我们需要越来越认识神。
I want to give you one verse that will pretty clearly demonstrate Trinity to you from Scripture.
所以我要用一节经文来告诉你是什么地方说我们有这个三位一体的神是怎么样表现出来。
It's a little long, but this is when Jesus is baptized.
这个经文有点也许长，但是这个是耶稣
Okay, so see if you see the Trinity here, it's pretty obvious.
所以这边可以很清楚地看到这个三一神它的出现。
So as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water.
所以耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来。
And at that moment, heaven was opened, and he, this is John the Baptist, saw the Spirit of God. Now the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on Jesus.
所以天忽然为他开了，他就看见这个他是施洗约翰，就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在耶稣的身上。
And the voice from heaven said, "This is my Son."
这个天上有声音说，这是我的爱子。
Whom I love, I'm well pleased with him.
我所喜悦。
Okay, so there, I think you see very clearly. We have the Father speaking.
所以你可以看到天父在说话。
And the Son is baptized.
圣子受洗。
And the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus. That's Trinity.
圣灵降临在耶稣身上，所以这个三一神的三个位格就出现。
Okay, it took the church a while to kind of understand that. How does that work? But it's the word Trinity is never in your Bible, but the Trinity is pictured in the Bible.
所以对整个教会来说，经过很长一段时间才明白这个道理。这个三位一体这个字，从来没有在圣经里面出现过。
And just so you don't think it's something they made up in the New Testament, we can even go to the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 1.
所以你说哦，这是新约里面才有，其实你回到旧约的创世纪第一章里面，其实就提到。
God said, "Let us make man in." Our image.
所以神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
Who's us?
那个我们是谁？
It's not the angels.
不是天使。
Okay, so if you think deeply about God, it's right that He is going to be incomprehensible to us.
所以你如果仔细想，想要想这个神，你仔细想。他实在是我们想不透的。
Because God isn't just a little bit higher than us, He's infinitely higher.
因为神并不是只比我们高级一点，他是无穷大，比我们高的无穷大，我们实在不能够了解他。
Okay, so the point is, God wants you to grow in your knowledge of Him. It's for your benefit.
所以神的希望就是要你来越认识他。这是他要我们做的，也是为了我们的益处。
Okay, continuing in verse 3, the Apostle Peter says,
在这个彼得后书第一章第三节，他这样说,
His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life.
神的神能将一切关乎生命和谦敬的事赐给我,
through our knowledge of Him.
皆因我们认识那用自己,
is about knowledge of Him.
是认识神的这个道理.
Okay, the divine power, that's God's power.
神的能力, 神能是神的能力.
God is the source of everything.
神是神的能力是一切动力的来源.
This is very good news. This is a source that will never run out.
是这个是最好的消息，因为它这个源头永远不会枯竭.
Yeah, how many times have you looked at your phone? Oh, I'm out of battery.
所以你会看说，哎，我的电话没电了.
All right, this source is never going to give you that low battery message.
但是这个神的能力从来不会有这样的信号，说，哎呦，你现在电池不够.
Okay, and it's God's power. His power gives you everything you need.
因为是神的能力使你所需要的一切都是从神的能力来.
Need for what? For to live a godly life.
是需要他的能力做什么？是要过一个敬虔的生活.
So living a godly life, that is the goal.
所以我们的目标是要过一个敬虔的生活.
Okay, there's that. Sorry, I should have been there earlier. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, He's called you by His glory and goodness. He's calling, God is calling you to come learn from me.
所以神在呼召我们，要我们来认识他，所以我们可以过敬虔的生活.
Okay, there's an old saying, you probably heard it. Knowledge is power.
所以也许你听过一句话说,
It's pretty close. It's almost right. It's a little bit more than that. It's not just knowledge, because you can have knowledge of all kinds of things, right?
所以并不光光是知识，你可以有各种各样的知识.
It's knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. That's where the power is.
但是我们要知道，我们能力的来源是认识神和耶稣基督.
Knowledge of God, okay. Okay, when I was a student back in Dallas Seminary years ago, I used to make little cartoons for the school newspaper.
我在达拉斯神学院念书的时候，有一些我常常在学校的报纸上画。
I was trying to be like the next Charles Schultz.
这个画的有一点像这个。
Peanuts. Well, anyway, so here's my two little guys and their dog in the canoe, and there's a sign that says, wrong way, keep out.
Wrong way.
I'm pretty sure it's the right way. I go along a little bit farther. There's another sign. It says, turn around.
又往下面走了一下，又有一个牌子说，哦，你们要掉头才行.
The kid in the front says, hey, do you see those warning signs?
那个前面那个说，你看到那个警告的牌子吗?
I go a little farther.
又往前面走了。
Last chance. Danger.
然后最后说，最后的机会了，前面就是危险了.
But he says, I don't think those signs are for us, do you?
那个后来说，觉得那个牌子不是写给我们看。
Listen, a lot of the world lives that way, right?
所以今天世界上很多人就是这样子过日子。
There's a point I'm trying to make. You know, God is giving you warnings.
所以我要跟大家提醒说，神一再给我们一些警告。
Turn around, you're going the wrong way.
你走的方向不对，要转身，要转头了。
Get right with God through your knowledge of who He is and through Christ.
要来认识神和耶稣基督，使你的生命翻转过来。
The warnings are for you.
这个警告是为你为我。
Okay, so let me ask you a question. In the Bible, can you think of a person who kind of knew God's word, but didn't really apply it, and it ended up falling into sin.
There's
actually a lot of them.
好像听着又不知道，然后结果他就跌倒了。你能不能想起什么？圣经里面有很多人这样，能想到谁？
Jonah, sure, absolutely, yes.
还有没有？
Yeah, a lot of people, they kind of know God's word. How about this person?
How about this person? 看看这个，好像知道神的话，可是好像不明白。
She kind of knew, right? She kind of knew God.
好像明白神的话，对不对？
Yeah, but she didn't combine God's word correctly with faith.
可是她没有把神的话跟她的信心。
As a result, what happened? She's deceived.
So
Peter writes this letter. He knows there are false teachers coming into the church that are going to deceive people.
So Peter 写这个书信的意思，他知道有假教师要来到教会来欺哄这些信徒。
You've got to know God's word.
你一定要明白、知道、认识神的话。
What's the truth?
什么是真理?
If you don't know it well, you will be deceived.
如果你不明白神的话，你就很容易被欺哄。
Remember, who was the last Adam? Do you know who that is?
谁是最末后的亚当?
Okay, the last Adam. As Eve is the bride of Adam, who is the bride of the last Adam?
夏娃是亚当的妻子。谁是末后亚当的妻子?
You are. You are. The church.
教会是末后亚当的妻子。
The church is the bride of the last Adam, Jesus.
所以教会是末后的亚当的心腹。
Okay. Eve didn't know God's word that well. At least she didn't apply faith to the word. How about you?
所以夏娃没有把她的信心跟神的话连接在一起。
You need to know His word, and then by faith, you apply His word to your life.
神的话，用你的信仰把。
Then you will live
连接在一起
a godly life.
你就可以过一个敬虔的生活。
One time, the Sadducees came to Jesus, and He said this to them.
所以有一次，这个撒都该人到耶稣面前，耶稣跟他们说
，He said You're in error because you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God.
所以说你们不明白神的话，你不明白神的大能。
They fell into terrible error.
你们是犯了极大的错误。
Jesus said, false messiahs, false prophets, they're going to appear. They may even perform great miraculous signs and wonders, and they would deceive. Even the elect, if that were possible.
耶稣说，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，连选民也都被迷惑。
Okay, we don't want to be deceived, okay?
我们不希望被迷惑。
Do you want to live a godly life?
你想要过一个今天的生活吗？
Maybe you do, maybe you don't. We'll see.
也许你愿意，也许你不愿意。
The Apostle Paul said this about knowing Christ.
所以使徒保罗这样说有关耶稣的事。
We sang it in the song this morning.
今天早上在唱的歌里面也有唱。
Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of knowing Christ.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作流水。
I consider everything loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
不但如此，我也将万事当作流损，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Yeah, for His sake, I have lost all things. I consider them garbage.
我以为他，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
That's a pretty big contrast. You know, we want a lot of things in this world, right?
所以我们在世界上想要得到很多东西。
Nothing compares to knowing Christ.
但是没有一样事情能够跟认识耶稣基督来比。
Now, maybe you don't feel that way.
也许你不觉得。
Maybe your answer is no. I don't want to live a godly life.
也许你说我不愿意过有敬虔的生活。
I think living a godly life is boring.
我觉得过敬虔的生活太单调，太枯燥。
I can't do anything fun anymore.
我有趣的事、喜欢的事我都不能做。
Well, if you think that, you don't really understand what a godly life is.
所以你如果这样想的话，是因为你不明白敬虔的生活是什么样子。
Again, if you know God's word, Jesus says the devil came, he didn't come to give you a good life, he came to steal and to kill and to rob you.
因为盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
He will destroy you if you let him.
如果你让仇敌做工的话，他会把你毁坏。
But Jesus says, I have come that you may have life, abundant life.
耶稣说我来了是要叫羊得生命而且得的更丰盛。
So when Peter's writing this letter, he has two really big concerns on his mind.
所以彼得在写这个彼得后书的时候，他有两个问题一直在他心里。
There's false teachers coming into the church.
就是假教师要进到教会来。
And he's about to be executed.
第二件就是他要被处死。
That means he's not going to be there to help.
他是没有办法留在教会保护他的羊群。
So Peter's saying, I'm reminding you, the way to God, the way to God's power is through knowledge of Him.
所以他一再提醒这些弟兄姐妹说，你要从神那里得着能力，是要从他认识他，从他的话语来。
Yeah, in just the first chapter, Peter's going to use the word know or knowledge 10 times.
所以在这个彼得后书第一章里面，他用这个认识这个字用了十次。
In the whole letter, he'll use the word knowledge 16 times.
所以在彼得后书总共另外两章里面又写了又用了这个字用了六次，所以总共在彼得后书有16次。
Okay, so, 16 times, that's a lot of times. He wants you to get it. It's about knowledge.
所以他一再讲说认识神，认识神来。一再提醒，就是要注重这个事情。
Okay, so if you do connect to God's power through knowledge, your life is going to be transformed for the better.
所以你如果真的认识神的话，你的生命就会得到变化。
How much better?
是多好，变得多好。
A little better?
是好一点点吗
？Infinitely better, eternally better.
是无限的好，是永远的好。
God's going to give you, He's going to give you strength for today, and He's going to give you hope for tomorrow.
所以他今天给你力量，然后给你明天的盼望。
Okay, it doesn't mean you'll never suffer.
但并不是说你一点都不会受苦。
Remember, both Peter and Paul are going to suffer and be executed for their faith.
你知道彼得跟保罗都受了苦，因为他们的信心，而且他们被处死。
But for them, they say,It's worth it.
对他们来讲，他说这是值得。
Okay, so verse 4,
第四节他这样说。
Through these, he's given us his very great and precious promises.
所以因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许。
There's a lot of promises in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面有很多的应许。
You can think of, you know, God making a promise to Abraham that his son is going to come.
所以你可以记得这个保罗应他的神应许亚伯拉罕说他会有后世。
Many promises. Let me give you a few.
有很多很多的应许，所以我可以在这边举一些例子。
Okay, I'm going to give you seven.
要讲七个例子。
All right, number one.
第一个例子。
Okay, in 1 John it says, and this is what he promised, eternal life.
所以在约翰一书里面他说，主所应许我们的就是永生。
Okay, God promises you. This is a promise from God. Oh my goodness. He promises you eternal life.
所以神应许给你给我有永生。
If you believe.
如果你相信的话。Okay.
Promise number two.
第二个应许。
We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, those who have been called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
So this is a big promise.
这个是一个很大的应许。
God is telling you all things are going to work for your good.
所以神说万事都会对你有好处。
So if you're having a difficult time,
所以如果你碰到困难
Hold on to God's promise.
所以要紧紧抓住神的应许。
He promises it's going to work for your good.
他说他应许你，答应你会为你的好处来着想。
Promise number three.
第三个应许。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
So similar to God working things for your good, even in the midst of your trouble, He's going to comfort you.
所以就像他跟你答应的会事情会 work out, 会解得到解决。即使你在患难中，即使你在困难中，他会安慰你。
Okay, I have been there personally when you're really hurting, and God is there to comfort you through the trial.
所以我曾经经历过那样的痛苦，我知道在那个环境中，神真的安慰我。
How many people know God is a God who comforts in trial?
谁知道？
Have you been there?
是患难。
He will comfort you in your trial. Amen. He will. It is a promise.
因为他应许。在患难中他会安慰。
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
我不会让你在那里孤单，我会到你面前来安慰你。
Okay. Promise number four.
第四个应许。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Okay, as you come to faith in Christ, as you believe, He's going to make you a new creation.
就是你当你相信耶稣基督，你接受他的救恩的时候，他就使你成为一个新的人。
The old is going to go and fade away, and the new is coming.
所以过去的事情通通都慢慢的淡去，都过去了，新的就会来到。
It is a promise from God.
这也是神给你的应许。
Number five,
you.
Being confident of this, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功。
God is working in you. He's going to continue to work with you until he brings you to the fullness.
所以神一直在你我的心里做工动工，一直把我们带我们到完那一天完成他的工作完成的时候。
It's good news.
是好消息。
Okay, promise number six.
第六个应许。
Give me one second. Promise number six is God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Again, this can give you a sense of peace as you realize God is going to supply what I need.
所以给你一个平安的感觉，就是说你的需要神都会供应。
I don't really have to worry.
我不需要担心。
Take a deep breath. It's okay. God's got you.
呼一口气，神在保守。
Just like I care about my son, I make sure he'll be okay.
就好像我关心我的儿子一样，我知
道
他一切都没事。
It may not be everything you want,
不是说你要
but everything you need, he will give you.
你需要的，他会给。
And he wants a bunch of toys and stuff, but he's not yet.
不是说你要的他都给你，是你需要的神会。
Okay, last promise, number seven. Okay, in my Father's house there are many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you? I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
Okay, if I go and prepare a place for you. Here's the promise. I will come and back and I'll take you to be with me so that you can be where I am.
我若去为你们预备的地方，这下面是他的应许，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
This is a great promise.
叫你们也在哪里，这是一个很大的应许。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣会再回来。
It's a promise.
是他的应许。
You can take it to the bank, how do you say it? There's nothing more solid, more sure. It's mentioned in the Bible hundreds of times.
有确据有把握他会完成他这个应许。
I said earlier, he considers you to be his bride. He's going to come and take you to be with him.
因为他把你我当作他的心腹，所以他一定会来再带我们到他那里去。
So that's just a few, seven promises, there's many, many more.
这只是举了七个例子，在圣经里面有无数的他的应许。
But the key to a promise is the person who makes the promise.
但是最重要的是什么人给我们这个应许。
Okay, he who promised is faithful.
因为那个应许的那个人，他是信实的，他是实在的。
This is scripture. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Jesus Christ.
因为神的应许，不论有多少，在基督都是是。
Okay, last part of verse 4. So that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
所以这个今天的经文第四节的后半段说，叫我们既脱离世上，从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。Okay,
so it's by trusting God's promises that you're going to escape corruption.
所以你要相信神给你的应许，你就可以不受这个世界的影响而败坏。There
it is. This is an amazing transformation that God is working in you.
所以是一个很奇妙的变化，是因为神的力量在你心里。
And again, this is really good news.
这是大好的消息。
Okay, you cannot transform yourself spiritually.
所以在灵性上你没有办法自己改变自己。
But it's by the power of God working in you that you will be changed.
但是是神的能力在你里面动工的时候，它就可以改变。
And the source of that is your knowledge of God.
那个源头就是你。
I mean, you know, Pete, knowledge of God. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Of course, we need knowledge of God.
So he said, "Oh, we have to know God. Okay, we need to know."
Do you know how little knowledge of God there is in the church?
You know, in the church, how many people don't know God?
There's a great deal of what's called illiteracy. You don't know. You don't really know God.
所以在教会里面有很多所谓的文盲，实在是不认识神。Outside
of the church, oh my goodness, they don't know anything about God.
所以在教会之外，这些人更是不认识神。They
think they do.
他们觉得他们认识神。There's
so much for us to learn.
所以有很多我们需要学习。So
God is the source, and He's going to fill you until you overflow with His love and grace.
所以神要来充满你。
You might think this is the source of knowledge.
你也许说，哇，我可以从这里学到。This
or Google.
这是我的Google.
And they are sources. They are.
所以这里面是有很多这个知识。But
it's not the God source. It's a different kind.
这是一个不同的。
A lot of times this is entertainment, right?
所以很多时候这里面有很多娱乐性的。
In a certain way, this is the Circus Maximus of our day.
所以这一个就好像在起初看到那个罗马大竞技场。
You want entertainment? You can have it.
你要娱乐吗? 在这里面有。
But know this, it's going to burn up. It will burn up, just like the Circus Maximus burned up.
有一天它会被烧毁，就像那个大竞技场一样被烧毁。Yeah,
God's source will never run dry. He'll never burn up.
神的源头是永远不会枯竭，不会枯干，不会被烧毁。
So, is there work for you to do, or do you just sort of sit back and, okay, God, do it?
所以还是你需要做什么事吗？还是你就坐在那等说，哦，神，你来做。
I'm going to talk about that more next time. I'm just going to give you a taste of it today.
所以下一次的时候我们继续讲这个。今天我们稍微提一下。
So it's in verses 5 through 7.
所以在彼得后书第一章第五节到第七节。
Because Peter says, make every effort to add to your faith.
因为彼得告诉我们说，你要尽你的力，这些东西会多多的加给。
Okay, listen, make every effort. That means, yes, God wants you to be involved in the process of your transformation.
所以神说，是的，你需要在这一个过程当中，你也要投入才行，不能够呆坐在那。
It's good for you.
是对你有益处。
It will make you spiritually stronger.
使你的灵性能够更坚强。
Now I'm not talking about your salvation, that's the free gift.
所以不是讲你的救恩，救恩是白白得来的。
But when you're born again, see, you're a baby, you're a baby.
当你重生的时候，你像个婴孩一样。
Babies are cute.
哦，很可爱。
We love them.
我们都喜欢他们。
But we don't want them to remain babies.
但是我们不希望他们老是这个样子。
Okay, you're going to grow and become a mature adult.
所以你需要在灵里面成长，成为一个成人，长大成人。
That's what we'll talk about next time.
所以下一次我们会讲这个。
Okay, so for today, remember.
所以今天我们要记得。
Okay, it is knowledge of God and of Jesus. Both Peter and Paul were willing to suffer rather than to abandon their faith.
所以彼得跟保罗都宁可受苦，而不愿意放弃他们的信仰。所以我们是要多多认识神和耶稣基督。
In Proverbs it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以箴言告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Knowledge of the Holy One, that's understanding.
认识至圣便是聪明。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I close with a prayer.
所以让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you. You have not left us as orphans. You have sent your Holy Spirit to your church.
你没有把我们放弃，像孤儿一样，你把你的圣灵差遣你的圣灵。
Lord, help us, comfort us in our trouble.
所以主求你在我们遇到困难的时候，你来安慰我。
Lord, I pray that you would give everyone here a hunger and a thirst to know you more.
主，我们求你让把饥渴慕义的心放在我们每一个人的心里。
Help us to trust in your precious promises for us.
让我们相信你给我们宝贵的应许。
And to escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
让我们能够避免世界上这个邪恶的欲望、私欲带来的毁坏。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.